We don't read a lot of things that come before us.
Welcome to the AlderTrack AlderCast, a professional guide to Chicago politics. Each week, we're going to try to tell you what actually happened in Chicago government, what passed, who said what, in their own words, and why it matters. I'm A.D. Quigg.
And I'm Claudia Morell. It's Friday, June 24th. This week, City Council sees an unprecedented number of divided votes.
Not the way to run the City Council. Now,
neighboring aldermen scuffle over TIF money for a luxury development.
We're going to give the developer $15.8 million to build lakefront luxury apartments.
Opposition to last-minute language threatens to derail dozens of items.
There being no further business before the City Council, I move we do adjourn.
But notwithstanding the division, Mayor Emanuel says he knew he'd win all along.
Had we done this a month later, it'd have been the same vote.
Let's start with some background. We knew this was going to be a blockbuster week.
Yeah, quick list of the big deal items up for a vote. Regulations on ride-sharing companies like Uber and Lyft. Regulations on home-sharing companies like Airbnb. Mandated paid sick leave across the city. Rules for the sports plaza at Wrigley Field. $22 million in TIF funding for big projects and $3 million for police settlements.
But almost all of that got derailed because two aldermen, Scott Wagasback and Chris Taliaferro, tried to use parliamentary procedure to block a vote on Uber regulations.
The matter will be deferred and published. Alderman Burke.
Normally when an alderman defers and publishes an item, it's held until the next full city council meeting, which is usually a month later. Lots of time to renegotiate, maybe hold another committee meeting or get a substitute introduced.
But with the help of powerful Alderman Ed Burke, Mayor Rahm Emanuel got around that. Burke set the next meeting for 2 days later, Friday at 1 in the afternoon.
24th of June, this Friday. At 1
city council's adjourned to that time.
No, we have to have a motion.
Motion. We have a motion. We have a motion.
City Council, I move we do adjourn.
They're entitled to a roll call.
Alderman had no idea what was going on. Clerk Mendoza began reading the roll to close out the meeting when Alderman Wagasback got up from his seat to approach the mayor at the dais.
Just a couple of words on.
Did you make a comment? Did you want to withdraw the motion?
Yes, but I would like to make a comment as to why. Your ordinance for the rideshare came to us, most aldermen, early this morning. It removed all the protections that were put and passed in the last meeting of Alderman Beal's committee. So to come forward with an ordinance that takes all of that out this morning and expect aldermen to vote on it is not the way to run the city council. Now, It is completely different from what we passed in the meeting, or almost completely different. So, in the interest of my fellow aldermen, I will remove that vote to defer and publish, because it's going to happen on Friday anyway.
So the council went back to debating the differences between Alderman Beal's original proposal and the one the mayor wanted. The mayor's version got rid of a requirement that says drivers must get fingerprinted and have a background check. And no more wheelchair accessibility requirements either. Alderman John Arena wasn't having it.
And the difference between the original ordinance and the substitute that's presented today is night and day. The companies have written an ordinance, and they have written this ordinance.
So not only were opponents mad about the protections they fought for getting stripped out of Beal's ordinance, they were mad about getting the language right before the meeting. It's something the mayor's office seems to be doing a lot lately, so some aldermen didn't feel comfortable voting on something they hadn't read.
But Alderman Willie Cochran says that actually happens all the time.
Reassuring.
How many of us asked our staff to summarize that report and read it to me so that I can make a decision on it? That's what we do. We don't read a lot of things that come before us.
Other aldermen just wanted to get the whole thing over with, highlighting the countless hours Beal spent on reaching a compromise. Here's Alderman Walter Burnett.
He's the one who initiated this and started this, and he made the compromises. This is his ordinance. He compromised on it, and he's been working on it for days.
Alderman ended up holding two votes on the item, one to consider the substitute, which passed 33-15, followed by another roll call vote on the substitute itself, which also passed 36-12.
Another sticky subject came up soon after, Airbnb regulations, which was also a mess. At one point, Alderman Jason Irvin didn't even know what he was voting on because the order was all out of whack.
That's not what the president called. That's why there may be a little confusion.
Because of the schedule, we're going to full committee, and then there'll be the joint committee. Okay.
So then, therefore, are we going to take a vote on his first item?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, just do a new roll call.
Okay.
Madam, is the clerk here? Go ahead.
I'll fill in.
This issue's faced a lot of time on the council floor and in backroom negotiations. Even still, aldermen were skeptical the city couldn't properly regulate the industry, even with the new opt-out provisions that would let residents petition their aldermen to block new Airbnb rentals in their neighborhood. Here's Alderman Smith, Arena, and Riley.
And Chicago is racing to catch up with a runaway short-term rental train.
It seems that we're as has been said, trying to play catch-up here with regulations on new forms of industry.
Alderman Smith, I think, has 500 or so Airbnb units being leased in her ward. I have thousands. And I can tell you, the hosts love it. It's extra money. God bless you if you have to live next to one of these. Because when the bachelor party rolls in and they pack 20 kids into the apartment right next to yours, good luck sleeping at night.
Seven aldermen voted against. There's also some sparring we hadn't really seen before between two Northside aldermen whose wards are next-door neighbors and who aren't known for being particularly vocal or challenging colleagues out in the open.
The fight was about whether the city should give close to $16 million in TIF money to the developer of a luxury apartment building. The fight, at its core, was about whether TIF money should be used to spur development or things like schools and affordable housing.
46th Ward Alderman James Kappelman represents most of Uptown. He's in favor of the development and has been working on it for 5 years. He argues the redevelopment of a long vacant site and the benefit to a neighboring park is a major win.
This property will generate between $2 and $3 million in taxes, money that could be used to help out CPS, to address gang violence, homelessness, and people experiencing mental illness.
And here's 48th Ward Alderman Harry Osterman, who represents Edgewater and part of Uptown. He says a luxury development without more affordable housing doesn't deserve that extra money.
At a time when our city continues to be divided on affordability, on economics, on race, we have teachers and educators and students outside this building crying out for money for our schools to open in the fall. And we're going to sit here today and we're going to give the developer $15.8 million to build lakefront luxury apartments.
It got heated. That was on full display, especially in the committee hearing earlier this week when opponents to the project were hurling insults at Kappelman.
A social worker who's our alderman has actually caused more homelessness and more poverty by displacing people in the ward. You know, I wish there was some way you could be stripped of your social work license, because
$1 million to the wealthy is an utter insult and is forgetting and throwing away the tragedy that we've seen since November, when we finally got to see what our city police officers are doing to so many black and brown people in this city. Stop this legacy of 16 shots being converted into 16 million more insults against the black and brown and working class people of this town. Thank you.
The measure ultimately passed, but 13 aldermen voted against, and it was an unusual mix of opponents, both progressive caucus aldermen and downtown generally pro-development types like Brendan Riley and Alderman Hopkins. So it looks like the battle for how and where TIF money will be spent isn't over. For now, thanks for listening to the Alder Track Aldercast. Please subscribe to catch us every weekend. We're on iTunes and WGN+. You can find us on Twitter at AlderTrack.
We also provide in-depth original reporting about Chicago and Cook County government to our paid subscribers. You can learn more at aldertrek.com/Chicago. I'm Claudia Morell.
And I'm A.D. Quaid. Tune in next week.